We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are Parkinson Spiegel. Tanny's open next. Sox are up 2-0. This is the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Lance Lynn has the appearance of a crazy person on the mound, and we love it.
I find it ironic, Lance, that earlier in your career, some people used to say, oh, we don't think Lance Lynn is going to age well.
I find that as the game goes on, I actually feel better, and I've always been like that. So it's just another way for people just to keep big people down. And I won't allow it, so I'm just going to keep doing my thing and proving everybody wrong, and they can shove it where the sun doesn't shine.
Are you fat, or is that just the title?
I am absolutely fat.
I once went out for chicken wings with our skinny friend here, Danny Parkins, and he left so much meat on the bone, I was embarrassed to be seen with him.
Why even eat him if you're going to do that?
Right?
I can't turn down the Goose Island IPAs and ribeyes, so that's all I work with. Maybe throw some Illuminati's pizza in there, too, and everybody's good.
We go school shopping when you're a fat boy, there's one place in America you can shop, the Sears Husky Department. Here's how my dad would walk me into the Sears Husky Department, because he wanted everybody to know. All right, I got a fat-ass kid, needs some fat-ass pants for his fat ass. Can I get some help, please?
I found a long time ago that the bigger guys last longer because they got more ability to handle stuff. Those skinny guys usually get beat up a little bit more.
It's you, Danny.
Yeah,
it's you.
You're skinny-shaming me, Lance. I'm feeling very triggered and targeted right now.
Well, big people have been shamed their whole life. It's about time for that to change and go the other way.
Sir, if you just quiet down, I'd be happy to treat you to a garbage bag full of popcorn.
Just may deprive you, but you can't buy me off with food. I'm sick of all your stereotypes and cheap jokes. The overweight individuals in this country are just as smart and talented and hardworking as everybody else, and they're gonna make their voices heard. All they need is a leader.
One, two, three.
And here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Jeff. Here we go, Tony.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
That was fun with champion of big people, Lance Lynn, yesterday.
Did not expect it to go that way, but love that I have found a kindred spirit and somebody who is as disgusted as I am about the waste in your chicken wings process. It's brutal, man.
It's true. I think you're overselling it, frankly, but I'm not going to let those slight difference of opinion get in the way of a good anecdote and opportunity to make fun of me.
There was a great moment yesterday where Shane Reardon got mad on the air.
Who's this now?
Yeah, exactly. That dude who's not here, he will not be named, got mad on the air yesterday and said, "That's not bones, dude. It's collagen. It's not collagen. That's cartilage."
Yeah. Call yourself a food guy, you chicken bleeper.
But there's nothing funnier than self-righteous anger that is incorrect.
It's true. Loud wrong. I love loud wrong. It's the greatest. And Shane is the president of the loud wrong club.
Really,
we are going to be much more right today with him not here. Who's in for him? Oh, it's Herb. Okay. Well, maybe. Not sure.
I'm not that loud.
Right. Equally wrong.
I love that that's
but
the part.
Definitely more right. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I thought he wasn't quibbling with wrong there. It was the loud. Don't you dare call me loud. Sure, I'm wrong, but don't you dare
call
me loud.
I can fill in with the wrong opinions, but the loud ones, those you're going to be missing today. Hey, congratulations, Bears fans. You're going to be able to go to Soldier Field with full capacity.
Yes, you are.
I know you were worried. You're going to be on the lakefront at Soldier Field with 62,000 other screaming, drunken Bears fans, according to a letter that Ted Phillips and the Bears have just published that they sent to all Bears season ticket holders.
Yeah, you think anybody wants to see Ted Phillips' signature on that? Like, even that.
He's got to do it, man.
It should have George sign it. You know, seriously. Fans would be much more excited to see get a letter from George than they would from Ted.
Ted, listen, Ted. What would you say you do here?
God, what a moment. So, 100% capacity, Soldier Field. Let's go.
Yeah, they're also saying that the game day experience at Soldier Field will be everything you enjoyed in the past, plus more. A new touchless entry process will be implemented this season, meaning that phones and keys will not have to be removed before going through the metal detectors. And I've been wondering about this because this is the case at some other venues now, too. I was like, have they developed some new technology that can tell if I have a gun, but can't
well, my
tell-
keys are fine?
Yeah, my keys are fine. Like, how is that possible?
And have they?
The answer is yes.
God, I love science!
Evolve Express is the company, and they have found a way that it detects, locates, and automatically categorizes concealed explosives and firearms on visitors or employees in real time while ignoring other harmless personal items such as smartphones, keys, coins, and belts.
Yeah, so, science.
Science happened to come up with this December of 2020 just in time for all of these stadiums to have new metal detection that allows you to just simply walk in with your phone and your keys in your pocket. I thought they were just pretending to care and just being like,
the appearance of security.
Just leave your phone and your keys in your pocket. You're good. You're fine.
Yeah.
But no, technology has caught up to convenience in this case. That's pretty cool.
So do you think that science could just solve all of the problems if they found a little bit of urgency?
I mean, how fast was that vaccine?
They did a good job. Now, they had been working on the COVID vaccines for years and years, those types of strands, whatever the hell it's called. But they came through in the clutch.
Yeah.
Science.
Do you think this is, I don't think that this particular technology was influenced by the pandemic.
I don't know. But it
certainly is better.
It's good timing.
It is good timing.
Now more people are going to be going through metal detectors. Keep your keys in your pocket. Because it is annoying. I got my ticket on my phone.
Yes.
I just want to keep it there.
Yeah, it is annoying. It takes time. And it's also, it's not quite sanitary to be taking out your keys, throwing them in the bin, and then picking them up again as you go through.
Ryan Spader is about to join us. He's a Major League Baseball analyst, statistician, author, in and around the game for a long, long time. He put out a thread of tweets. Royals cheated in 2015. Yankees cheated. It benefited Aaron Judge. Dodgers cheated. Chase Utley cheated. Adrian Beltre cheated. The Rockies cheated. New York, Texas cheated.
The Diamondbacks
cheated.
Yeah.
He's just got specifics on all of them. Well, that sounds like a guy worth talking to for 15 minutes on the radio. Ryan Spader tells us about how everybody cheats. Next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the score.
That's the hard stuff for me. People's careers could have been over because of that.
The apologies were whatever. Jim Crane's was weak. Manfred's punishment was weak. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us.
I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
You cheated and you didn't earn it.
I say F these guys. You smoke them until you get thrown out of the game, and then the next guy comes in and does it the same.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Everyone was furious around Major League Baseball, both at the brazenness of how the Astros cheated, but also at the seemingly lack of teeth in the punishment. We speculated at the time, well, maybe they're not really dropping the hammer on the Astros, because if they do that, all of a sudden, cat's out of the bag, and it'll be like, ooh, it really wasn't just the Astros, and this was much more of a widespread problem than Major League Baseball would like you to believe.
And our next guest that you're going to introduce, Danny, is like one of the most joyful follows in baseball. Like, I love the stuff that Ryan Spader brings to the table, and this was really a surprise, and we got to figure out exactly what's going on with him and his desire to share all this stuff.
At the Ace of Spader on Twitter, Ryan Spader is our guest. By the way, thank you to Circa. They are the new sponsor of the Score Hotline. We have a big partnership with them. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. That sports book is ridiculous, so check it out in Vegas. Ryan, we can go through some of the specifics here, and thank you very much for the time, but I agree with Speaks. Let's start here. If you have all of this information and allegations about specific teams and players, why share it now?
To be honest with you, and I really appreciate you gentlemen having me on, I've just had enough. I've had enough. I love baseball so much. It's a great sport. Like, it's, you know, it's something, you know, we grow up with, we share with our fathers, and, you know, then eventually with our kids. I love baseball so much, and I just cannot stand what it has become. And all of these, you know, allegations that come from the game, it's mind-blowing to me, because we always, for some reason, we always blame the players. We blame the players. We blame the teams. In the case of the Astros, you know, we blame the Astros for the sign stealing. We blame the players when it came to steroids, right? Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and all these guys. Everybody was doing the same thing. And it just, like, honestly, like, it breaks my heart. I hate to see the game come to this. And at this point, I've just had enough. I've heard from enough ball players who are currently playing in the game, who have seen some of these things happen. I've had enough.
So are you saying, Ryan, and like, I love the game as well so much, and like, spent a lot of today annoyed and upset about the game, and it sucks to be there. But so are you saying that it is institutional, that organizations have encouraged this for these past 10 years or decades, and is that what's getting at you, that not enough blame is falling to the organizations themselves?
I wouldn't say the organizations, but the Major League Baseball as a whole. Major League Baseball has done and will continue to do anything that they can do to skirt any responsibility whatsoever. And we've seen this happen time and time again. We've seen this happen in 1985 when guys were using cocaine in the mid-80s. We saw this happen in the mid-90s into the early 2000s when guys were using steroids. We saw Major League Baseball do this with the, the juice ball era. And now we're seeing it again. And, I just can't have this over and over again. And it's always Major League Baseball at the helm, because they're willing to burn their players, some of their teams. The teams they're not willing to burn are like the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers. They're not going to burn any of those, but they're willing to burn their players on any of those teams. They're willing to burn most of their teams, with exception to maybe, you know, 20% of them.
What do you think we're seeing when you say it's widespread? What exactly specifically are you talking about today? This particular scandal. What is so off-putting to you about it?
Well, so right now, the big thing going around is this sticky stuff, right? This is the big conversation. Is, you know, who's using the turtle tack or whatever the heck they're calling it. And to be honest with you, like, they're all using it. Every single player is using it. Every single pitcher is using it. And we're put in a situation where now we're going to blame Trevor Bauer. We're going to blame Garrett Cole. We're going to blame these superstars and say, hey, it's your guy's fault, right? Every single pitcher is doing the same exact thing.
What should be done, in your opinion?
I wish I had an answer, to be honest with you. I don't know. But I can tell you right now, Major League Baseball needs to take responsibility.
Because isn't the argument that it is against the rules to put something on the baseball, and they're trying to figure out a way to put the ball in play, so they're going to start enforcing the rule? It got out of hand, basically. So they're going to start enforcing the rule with the interest of improving the game of baseball. Is that an argument that falls flat to you?
It does fall flat to me because I think it's, to be honest, I think it's BS. Because you kind of have like a quote unquote slippery slope, right? You're like, okay, I'll allow suntan lotion. Okay, I'll allow turtle tack. I'll allow this, that, whatever. You know, where do you draw the line, honestly? And I just think Major League Baseball has failed miserably.
Yeah, they have it's terrible, terrible leadership. I understand why they're doing this, and I think it's actually right to do. I hate that they're doing it in the middle of the season, but I think it's right to do because they're, you know, because the game needs to be bettered. Nobody trusts Rob Manfred. Everybody knows he's not a real leader, and it's frustrating. And I understand your crisis, your kind of existential baseball crisis that you're in here. I don't know genuinely whether exposing like more cheating ends up being getting you to the end game that you desire. You know, I don't know, you know, I guess I understand the instinct, but I fear that I think people are just going to go after this team and that team and this team and that team and still do it that way while the owners are still in charge and have terrible leadership in their steward, Rob Manfred.
Well, you know what's funny is I spent what, 5 years in the Marine Corps. I know what good leadership is, having spent that time watching Major League Baseball just fumble over itself over and over and over again. This is not leadership. This is not anybody looking out for each other. It's terrible. And I've had countless ball players reach out to me being like, hey man, Tony Clark does not know what he's doing. And that's not good.
Yeah.
So we're talking to Ryan Spader, the Ace of Spader on Twitter, MLB analyst, author, statistician, been in and around the game. Just for our audience who maybe doesn't follow you on Twitter, you said that everything you're about to say was verified by more than one player. I don't mean to burn anyone, and I love baseball. I've just had enough of this BS. You say the Royals were the first. Go ahead.
Every single thing that I said was confirmed by more than one ball player. I wish I could tell you how much more stuff I have that I've heard from just a single ball player, right? Every single thing that I said on that thread was confirmed by more than one ball player.
Yeah, let people know some of them, Danny.
So you say the Yankees had cameras in left, center, and right, all pointing at the pitcher's glove instead of the catcher to pick up grip. You give Aaron Judge home and road splits way better at home than the road. You talk about the Dodgers with an employee caught setting up cameras at Minute Maid Park in an MLB polo shirt when he should have been wearing a Dodger shirt during the 17 World Series. A quote, Chase Utley was the biggest cheater of all time.
The Royals, with a full analytics and video department close by the dugout in 2015, their World Series championship year. That's a historically low K rate for the Royals. And, you know, there's a bunch in here.
Yeah, it's Adrian Beltre, you mentioned. So I guess we'll start here. These are specific allegations without specific evidence. There's some anecdotal evidence when you do home road splits. What has the feedback been? What have you heard since you put this out on Twitter about 14, 15 hours
people
ago?
People want to kill me. They want to kill me. You're not even kidding. People absolutely have had enough. They don't like this. I've gotten some feedback from, you know, guys like you who are interested to have a discussion. But then I've also gotten feedback from people who are a Yankees fan or a Rangers fan, and they want me dead.
What about people within the game of baseball?
I've gotten a lot of feedback from a couple different ball players who appreciate what I'm doing, which kind of surprised me, because one thing I was very hesitant to do was name Beltre, right?
The beloved guy.
One of my favorite ball players of all time.
You say that Adrian Beltre had a buddy with binoculars in center field who would wave an undershirt if he was getting something off speed in 2017, and then you have his home road splits from that year, which are drastically better at home.
So I was very hesitant to name him. The only reason I did is because it came out somewhere else I saw recently. So I was like, all right, you know, fine, I'll talk about this. And I thought, you know, maybe it was in the best interest of the game to just put this out there.
Understand where you're coming from. Are you afraid of getting sued, Ryan? You're afraid of anything like that?
To be honest, a little bit. I actually put out a tweet before I did anything else. I said all of this comes from a a verified source and all of this other stuff. I really, gosh, if I get an envelope at the door, I'm in deep trouble.
You're laughing, but I mean, these are fairly serious allegations. I mean, are you willing to, you don't have to name a source or anything, but I mean, do you have evidence of this other than people telling you something?
So most of what I've got is from players.
Okay.
Players who have told me, you know, hey, this is going on in our clubhouse. This is going on in their clubhouse. And, beyond that, I also have a few videos.
Are you going to share those videos?
Yeah, I'm hesitant.
What do the videos show?
Sign stealing. What, like?
They show what you allege in the tweets about specific sign stealing operations.
Sign stealing from different organizations.
Correct.
Well, I would share those videos.
I mean,
it's easy for me to say, but backing it up with actual hardcore evidence, I would say, would be a solid thing.
Is that your legal advice or your journalistic interest advice?
My retweet advice.
It's
my retweet advice, Ace Spader.
Hey, Ryan, I hate that baseball has gotten you to this point, because I hope you find your joy and comfort and passion for the game again. But the game's done a lot to damage people.
I love this game so much, you know?
We know.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for picking up the phone for us, and good luck with the blowback, and, call back if you've got more information, all right?
Hey, do me a favor. Shoot me a DM. I'll send you one of the videos.
Okay. Yeah, I'll slide in your DMs right now. Danny Parkins on Twitter. I'll do that. I want to see this video. Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, man. All right.
I'm also going to slide into your DMs for the video, but I don't know if you'll enjoy it as much.
That's different. I was not expecting that tone.
Yeah.
Okay, and You are Mr. Baseball. We will discuss how your emotions are relating to his and vice versa coming up on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.